Police in Northland freely admit that for years they've been unlawfully using roadblocks to gather intelligence. The police watchdog has found officers illegally detained a woman and breached her privacy by photographing her and her partner at a checkpoint south of Whangarei in 2019. Hamish Cardwell filed this report.
In November 2019, police set up checkpoints near a fight night event in Ruakaka that they knew would be attended by lots of gang members. The Independent Police Conduct Authority says police checked IDs, warrants and regos, and breath-tested people. Those they suspected were attending the event, or were in gangs, or were associates, including the woman referred to in the IPCA report who is not a gang member, were asked to pull over, where they and their vehicles were photographed. The IPCA says police used the normally legitimate transport checks as a pretext for intelligence gathering, which was disingenuous and unlawful. It says the woman was illegally detained and her privacy breached. Northland Police District Commander Tony Hill says the tactic has been used for years. He says the officers were acting with the best of intentions to tackle organised crime.
They thought they were doing the right thing and they didn't have no perception that what they were doing was unlawful. So no, there's no consequences in terms of that. But the consequences to us is that we've made sure that we're not doing this any further and that any photographs taken from this event have been destroyed. We're going back through to check if we've got any others that have been around and we'll be destroying those as well.
Tony Hill says he thinks New Zealanders want the police to tackle gangs.
I actually think the public would expect us not to break the law, but to make sure that we're very conscious of who's associating with known organised crime groups and doing something about the damage that organised crime groups do in society.
Tony Hill says while the police have said sorry to the woman, they have not apologised to others whose photos were taken. The woman believes the police thought they could get away with this type of action because Māori and Northland are used to being treated this way by officers. In his finding, the IPCA judge Colin Doherty acknowledges they never would have known about the practice if she had not complained. Criminologist Juan Todi says it beggars belief that officers didn't know it was unlawful.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, and that should apply for the police. They should know that what they're doing is legal or not before they do it. And they don't have the excuse that most of us have, as we're, because we don't live and work within the law as they do every day. They have even less excuse not to be upholding our rights as citizens.
Juan Todi believes this type of practice is happening nationwide. Criminal justice reform advocacy group Just Speak director Tanya Savisky-Mead says policing a whole community in order to identify criminals is counterproductive.
Where you make it clear that you associate a bunch of people in a community or in an area with the actions of some, that does very little to build trust and understanding between the community and police, the kind of trust and sense of safety that police need to be able to do their job properly.
An RNZ investigation has revealed officers are approaching young Māori who have done nothing wrong and photographing them, collecting their personal details and sending it to a national database. It led police to conduct a nationwide internal probe into the way it gets, uses and stores pictures of young people and adults, and a separate review into how it collects, stores and manages information generally. The IPCA and Privacy Commissioner are also reviewing the police practices of photographing people. IPCA Judge Colin Doherty says the Northland findings will be fed into this wider review.
It's certainly information that will be pertinent, so just how important it will be is a bit difficult to rate that currently. And I think has it been acknowledged by police in Northland that they got it wrong on this occasion and that they shouldn't have been acting in the way that they were. So that's significant in itself.
The findings of the IPCA and Privacy Commissioner are expected in September. For Morning Report, Ko Hamish Cardwell aho.